Today, the Supreme Court declared same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. The Stranger's Dan Savage is an outspoken advocate for same-sex marriage and LGBTQ rights. He and his husband were among the first couples to get a marriage license when same-sex marriage was legalized here in Washington State. He spoke to Marcy Silman about today's historic court decision.
I sat and read the decision as soon as I got a link to it and just sat here at my grandparents' dining room table with tears running down my face.
Did you expect this ruling?
25 years ago, no. 25 years ago, I didn't think, even 15 years ago, 2004, I didn't think that this would happen within my lifetime. I thought we would be fighting still after I was gone. But in the last few years, with the momentum so clearly on our side, after Washington, Maine, and Maryland all voted for marriage equality, that was really the turning of the tide. But I didn't expect this. You know, when I came out to my parents when I was a teenager in 1980 in Chicago, then to tell your parents that you were gay meant you were also telling your parents that you would never marry, that you would never have children, that you could never be a Marine. And here we are just in the course of my adult life, and I'm married, and my husband and I have a child, and now we can be Marines. We don't want to be a Marine, much to the relief of the United States Marine Corps, but gay, lesbian, and bi individuals who would be good Marines are now free to be Marines and serve openly. So much has changed in the last decade and a half that it's just staggering and exciting.
So much has changed in the last year and a half or 2 years since Washington voters. And so, as you mentioned, you and Terry, your husband, have already been married twice. So you were married. What does this U.S. decision, this high court decision, really mean to you?
It means that when we go to Idaho, we're still married. It means that when we drive across the country, we're not married in one place and not married in another place. It means that same-sex couples, gay, lesbian, bi, trans, in states that did not yet recognize marriage equality as a fundamental human right are now free to marry if they choose to marry.
Dan, you and your husband have been working for several years on the It Gets Better campaign, a way to reach out to youth in particular. What do you think today's decision will mean for the younger gays in this country?
It means that you're a citizen. That's really what the decision that Kennedy wrote today said, that gay, lesbian, and bi Americans are American citizens entitled to all the same protections that the Constitution, that the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protections Clause, grant to all other American citizens. And that is huge. That doesn't mean that homophobia or transphobia is instantly solved. It doesn't mean that people may not be discriminated against by their family members or encounter bigotry. It just means that the government is not legitimizing that bigotry, is not perpetuating it, is not acting on it. And that can, you know, a gay kid growing up in America now knows that they can marry, choose to marry, or choose not to marry, just like any straight kid growing up in America can choose to. And that fundamental civil equality is going to change the equation for lesbian, gay, and bi kids.
Everybody's celebrating, but this is not necessarily everybody's top of agenda item in the gay rights movement. What next?
There's so much that we have to work on. First, we have to protect this right. Not first. Additionally, we have to protect this right. As we've seen with voting rights and abortion rights, just because something, a right is secured, doesn't mean it can't be undermined and effectively rolled back. So we're going to have to defend this right from conservatives and attacks that will be coming. Trans rights are huge and hugely important, and we need to fight on that, fight for that, and we are. You know, the rights of LGBT youth, the safety of LGBT youth, also now the safety and the rights of LGBT elders. You have a lot of older LGBT people who do not have supportive family, who may not have had children of their own, who are really vulnerable. And we owe so much to the Stonewall generation that we can't stand by and let the final years of their lives be filled with violence and fear when they have created the space for us, when they created a movement that has allowed so many of us to live openly without fear.
I'm glad that you mentioned the Stonewall movement. We are heading into the celebration of the anniversary of the Stonewall riots. It's Gay Pride weekend. What do you imagine we'll see on the streets of Seattle this weekend?
You will see sweaty, sweaty ecstasy. You will see deliriously happy people and a lot of melting drag queens. That's what you're going to see on the streets of Seattle this weekend. You're also going to see a community that knows that this isn't the end of the movement, that this is a victory, but there are more fights ahead of us and more rights yet to be won and more changes that need to be made.
The Stranger's Dan Savage speaking with Marcy Silman about today's Supreme Court ruling to declare same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states.